Shmuel says again, Kana mitzvah lei. Because otherwise, Sark with Aitach Min, Rabbi would have thought to say, Hayuluk says, since the Pasuk says, Yoim Terua Yilachem, that Rosh Hashanah should be called the Yoim Terua, should be a day of blowing the Shofar, Yoim Terua, Rashi says, Mashma Yoim Echad Bovad. So I would have thought to say, Mandalaisa Yelah Betkiyah Dechad Yoima. Somebody only has to hear the Shofar once a year in Rosh Hashanah, Chayah, they have to hear the Shofar. But Vani Kahanim, these Kahanim, could be Levim also. Hoyo v'snayo betkiya kulu shosa. They have a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash to blow the shofar all year round. The Chassid it says, u'sekatem b'chatzoytzros ala l'seichem. They used to bring a korban oilah. They used to blow the chatzoytzros. So they used to blow the shofar there also. His aim, I would have thought they said in the Kahanim and Levim, lo'y l'chayvu. Maybe they're not chayiv in tkiya shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So first of all, the Gemara asked the question, Midomi, what's going on to the other? Hosam Chatzoytzros. Here it says, Katem Chatzoytzros, the trumpets. Hoche Shofar. And here by Yom Teruah Yilachem, some are blowing the Shofar. So maybe in Echlam, there's only the Shofar once a year. So the Gemara says, no, it's Rech, still we need the Chiddush. Because otherwise, Sakot Adachim in Ramura thought to say, Hoylo Tanan, since we learned that Shofar HaYovel the Rosh Hashanah, that Yovel is equal to Rosh Hashanah, when you say, Letkiyah, for the brachos, for the tchias and for the brachos, Rashi says the brachos shoyunami oimrim biyam ekipurim shoshnas hayovel malchus zechunas v'shoifas. They used to say when you biyam kippur of yovel malchus zechunas v'shoifas. So I would have thought to say the east of the mitzvahs yovel, east of the mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Only people that are in the parsha of yovel have the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's Shavu Yovel to Rosh Hashanah is Daimah by Tkiyas and Brachas. So I would have thought to say, only people that have the mitzvah of Yovel, but all is Dinim, they have the mitzvah, they have the Shavu from Rosh Hashanah. But the last night of the mitzvah of Yovel, soon see Kahanim and Leviim, that are not totally in the mitzvah of Yovel, maybe less than the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, maybe they're not Mechuyiv completely, not Mechuyiv, they have the Shavu from Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's the story here? The Hani Kanam, these Kanam were in Leviim. Ho Yevles Nai B'mitzvah the Yovel. They're not completely in the mitzvah of Yovel. Why does Nam learn like this? Kahanim Leviim Moichrim Leilim. They have a right to sell their field, even on Yovel itself. Like this, by regularly Yisrael, the svar is that he can sell his field on Yovel. Since by Yovel the fields come back to the Bailim, so therefore the svar, he can sell it. That's the Gemara said later on in Erechim will have. That a regular Yisrael cannot till his fields on Yovel. Mashenk and the Kohen V'Levi, they have a right to sell the fields even on Yovel. Like Rashi says, Goylem Leilem, Emorchu Sada, Goylem Oysa Miyad, V'Yisrael Eina Muta Ligo, Pachos, there's another thing. And the first thing is that Moichim Leilem, Mashiach, Afilu B'Shnas HaYovel Atzmon, they can sell the fields even on the year of Yovel itself. It's called a Mechira. And secondly, it says, V'Goylem Leilem, that a Kohen or Levi has a right to redeem back his field any times he wants. But the Mashenken Yisrael can get it back within less than 2 years. Rashi the Yisrael ain't mutaligo pachos in beishonim k'desi b'mispar shnei tshuas yimcholach. The kids of Leviim and Kanim have different halachas about the mitzvah of Yovel, that they can sell the field even on Yovel itself. So therefore I would have thought to say, Eimo, when Avdalit says, Eimo v'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah nami l'lechayvi, maybe the Kanim Leviim are not mechuyot to hear the shofar from Rosh Hashanah either. Yes, Kamash Ruan, that's the Chiddush now, that they still have to hear the shofar. Why? Because Nehi, the listener, you'll be Hashemotas Karka, in Echonarim, they're not Bechlau, the total halacha of Hashemotas Karka, that they can't sell the fields on Yovel, but the Hashemotas Ksofim are giving money back. The Chayvis are Hashemot, and the Shiluach Avodim, you listener, the Yonah Neve, the Rebbe goes out free on Yovel, that they're in the Pasha. So if Akaram and Leviim are also called in the Pasha of Yovel, even though they have one Kula, but the rest of the Lach of Yovel apply to them, that the Chiddush would then also the Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Alright, we'll stop here.